Chapter 5, Part 1. Managing Your Debt. In the previous chapter, we explained how you can find out how much debt you have, as well as the amount you pay towards that debt each month. Additionally, you learned about some of the possible reasons why you've accumulated the debt that you have. In this section, you'll see the price you truly pay by having a lot of debt. We'll also look more closely at how different types of debt work. How debt affects you. Being in debt affects pretty much every aspect of your life. Those who are deeply in debt know what it's like to turn down dinner invitations with friends or to skip out on an important community event because they can't afford it. This only scratches the surface, though. Here's a deeper look at the impact that debt has on your life. Money issues cause marital strife. According to many experts, money arguments count as one of the chief predictors of divorce. Debt may carry devastating personal consequences with it. Future income obligations versus future money goals. A good chunk of your current paycheck, as well as a big part of future paychecks, will go toward paying off your past debt. This slows down or puts an end to many of your future plans and goals you have for your money. Basically, when you're in debt, your monetary attention is divided, so to speak. Because you have to pay down your debt, you will not have money to put towards goals, like buying a home, saving for your kids' college education, or putting money away for retirement. Money is a resource like anything else. When you use it for one purpose, you're deciding not to use it for another. If you incur debt, then you've decided to use your future income to pay down that debt instead of putting it toward your future goals. Interest and fees. A primary disadvantage of using a credit card or getting a loan is the amount of interest you'll have to pay. Big loans, such as home loans, tend to cost you a great deal in interest. In fact, if you look at your loan's repayment terms, you'll often see that a good portion of your money goes toward interest and not the principal of the loan. The amount of interest reduces over time because eventually your principal goes down. This, in turn, makes your interest go down because the amount of interest you are charged is based on the amount of principal you have.